Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Paige Perspective Podcast. I'm your host, Paige Sandgren, an athlete, business owner, science nerd, and someone who's no longer afraid to tell you the truth, even if it's painful. In this podcast, we bring you insight on human behavior, self-improvement, fitness research, and most importantly, perspective. If you can change your perspective, you can change your life. That's what I've done, and that's what I know you can do too. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode. So, first of all, if you have not joined my free group on Facebook, I will put the link in the description here. You can search for it as well. It's called Amazon Evolution Secrets. And I post stuff in there, live videos and whatnot, and journal exercises. So go check it out. It's free, as opposed to the private group for the clients only. So I just made a video in there about mindset and why I decided to kind of change my ways after bodybuilding. And I wanted to reiterate that here for those of you who listened on this. I decided to not do in-person training, to not do just meal plans online, to not just train people online, because chances are they won't do it. Chances are it won't actually change their life. And I know this because that's what I did when I first started out. And that's what some of my clients did. Like, I would train them in person, they went home, they ate whatever, and their body didn't change. Or I gave them training plans, but they ate like shit, so they didn't gain muscle. And you can't control that part of their life. And I can't control every aspect of the lives of the women in my group, but I shift their mindset. I change their perspective by giving them information and journal exercises and things that make them think differently. Because if you think differently, then you can act differently. Then you know the importance of doing something differently because you're going to get a different outcome. But everyone's just doing the same thing and doing meal plans that they never adhere to because they're too strict and they binge and they snack and they don't get their ass to the gym half the time because they don't know what their goals are. They don't know why their goals are important to them. And this is a point I made in the video, a very important point. You need to envision your life as if you have already achieved your goal. And if you don't know what your goal is, then, well, you're kind of screwed. You need to do that first. So figure out your goal, why it's important to you, and then imagine you actually already achieving it. 6 months down the road after my program, or a year down the road on your own, whatever situation, like you've already gotten to that point. So what does the life of that person look like? What are their habits? Who do they surround themselves with? What do they do? Like, how often do they drink? What do they eat? How often they go to the gym? Maybe they meditate. Maybe they need go for relaxing runs, whatever it is. What's your goal? Envision that life. Like, that's what I did when I wanted to get to the top in bodybuilding. I envisioned myself like Dana Lynn Bailey. And while I didn't get there, I landed pretty close. Well, not pretty close, but I built a great physique. But that's what happens when you envision your life after you've already achieved it. You get closer. Otherwise, you're not going to accomplish shit. And the same thing for powerlifting. If you envision picking up the bar, walking up to the platform, and actually doing it, then chances are you're going to lift that weight. But if you go up there and you're all shaky and you don't believe in yourself and you're doubting, oh man, I don't know if I can lift this, well, chances are you're probably not going to. But if you go up there and you've played it over and over in your head, you have more confidence and the adrenaline rush, and you're going to do it, and you do it. You believe in yourself. And so you need to believe in yourself with your goals. And that is your motivation. Your motivation is yourself. It's not quotes you write down. It's not Pinterest snapshots. It's not pictures on Instagram. It comes from you, and it comes from envisioning your life in the future after having achieved that goal. But most people don't even know what they want, and they don't know how to get it. But the first step is just figuring out what you want. And then hire a coach, hire a mentor. They can help you do the rest. They can help shape that reality. They can tell you what you need to do. They can tell you how you need to eat. They can tell you your habits, what needs to change, what's holding you back. They can be brutally honest with you. And that's what I do for the women in my group. Like, if you're not making progress, okay, hey, what's up? Why aren't you doing the work? What's going on? Like, I thought you wanted to do this. So you can't make excuses. And if you do, then you just don't want it bad enough. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Please like and subscribe if you have not already. Also, please leave a review. I want to hear what you have to say. Whether it's good or bad, I want to make this podcast the best one possible, and I want to help you in as many ways as possible. So thank you, and have an amazing day, everyone.